Namo Buddhaya, Jai Bhim.
Jai Bhim.
I feel I'm very lucky in front of you here. And I visited some centers and I'm very welcome there. And I feel that I have many brother and sister all over the world. But how can that happen? I feel that that happened because of Dr. Ambedkar. I can say in one sentence, he was there, so we are now. Due to him, we get this life. Due to him, we get everything, living like a human beings. We come from untouchables community, and you maybe not imagine how that in India untouchables. We do not have any right to live like a human being. We are living like an animal. We do not have any right living outside of the village, outside of the city, and only doing service to the high caste people. And they do not get money. They give sometimes food, but food also not fresh. So this type of our life before Ambedkar. But after he decided, I have to do something for my people. And he, only in 30 or 35 years, what he has done for us, that is very much, very tremendous change coming in society. He always tried to teach us, live as a human being. Not, you are not animal, you are not slave. So live like a human being. And he know that is not possible because of Hindu religion. Hindu people do not want to live like that. But he said, you have to struggle for that. And he tried to teach the people not to do dirty work, live cleanly. If you have thorn cloth, it's okay, but you wear clean. And you live like a clean people, and you wear clothes like a high caste people. Means he said to his people, and he always, whenever he give talk, he press on these points. And for women, he have given give lots of things to us. After 2 days, his death anniversary, I feel emotional. On 6th of December, he passed away. I can say due to him, my parents get chance to live like a human being, and due to him, we convert in Buddhism. So sometimes we feel that he is more than Buddha for us. Yeah, and people have very much trust on him. That time people very poor, very literate, they can't think. They only living like a slave. But they come to know he is real man who going to help us. And he tried to follow whatever he said to people. They try to follow. He said not to do that dirty work, they stop that. And he know when they stop this work, Hindu people have very much violence against them. When something happened like that, Hindu people burn their houses. Sometimes they kill them, say beat them. Very, you can't imagine that. But he said, you have to face all these things because you want to live as a human being. And people during that time, I want to give an example, my mother-in-law. That time, we can't touch the well. We can't take water directly from well. if we need water, we have to go to the well and stay there and ask people to give water to us. So this happened everywhere that time. So when my mother-in-law go to the well and she want water and she stayed there and she asking people to give water, but she do not get water and then she touch the well. And that is big thing, because now well polluted. And what happened afterwards? All Hindu people come to ex-untouchables and they beat them, they burn their houses and many things they had done. After that court case and we get right of the touch the that well. But still you can't imagine, this is well, so only one side we can touch. One side we can take water from that well and other side Hindu people. Same well, same water, but we can't go this side. So this now still in India. Every village like this. This happened maybe 50, 60 years ago. So you can think how that lady, illiterate lady, poor lady, get this inspiration to tell the well. Only Dr. Ambedkar. He said you have to do this. Nobody give your rights. You have to do something for your rights. So she get this. And due to him, we get Buddhism. When he decide, we not going, on 35th, he said, I am born in Hinduism, but I am not going to die in Hinduism. And after that 21 years, he studied all religion. Which religion very good for my people? And then he found Buddhism. If he know that Buddhism help my people for their dignity, for their confidence, for their change, but people do not know anything. He can't say everybody to what Buddhism, who was Buddha, what he is teaching. He can't tell everybody. But people very much trust on him. He said, we going to change the religion, people come to Nagpur. They do not know anything. It means you maybe not imagine without understanding anything how people can change the religion. So very much trust on him. And that time very poor people, very difficult to come to Nagpur. So sometime before 10 days they start from their village to walking to Nagpur. Sometime some people sold their rope, tin rope. They get some money and they come to the Nagpur. So like that people coming, thousands of people there. I remember all things. And when people come there, that time also they do not know what we are going to do. When Dr. Ambedkar take refuges and precepts, and then he give this refuges and precept to all people. This is very change, because always bhikshu give these things. But Dr. Ambedkar had done this, and he said, everybody can do this. Who practicing the Dhamma, everybody can do this thing and help people to change their religion. And in that occasion, he gave 22 vows. That 5 vows only about Hindu gods and goddesses. We're not going to worship of that god and goddesses. Only that 5 vows. When people come to their home, came back their home, they throw their god and goddesses out of the home. only for he said not to worship them. So big change. But after 6 weeks, he passed away. And before that, he wrote Buddha and His Dhamma. But very few people that time can read and can understand. If not our Sangha come to India that time, maybe we not understand how to practice the Dhamma. So we are very much grateful to Bhante Sangha Rakshita and about Sri Ratna Sangha, because due to Sangha we can understand how to practice Buddhism and how to help other people also. And when Sangha started there, Padmashuri was there, and I have very much gratitude about her. She started women swing there. And now Karunamaya is helping a lot. She's amazing. She's doing lots of things there. So now how are we changing our lives? One thing we come to know, women can help women very well than men. They can't understand our problems. We can understand our problem. So mostly when start women's being, from that time we try to help ladies. Try to encourage them, come to the retreat, come to the class, come to the center. That is also not easy thing. Still, Dr. Ambedkar gave us very much confidence, but going out, very difficult, because they mostly depend on their husbands. And if husband said no, they can't go out. So this is happening maybe 25-30 years ago. Now is little bit change. But still, we can't say woman is very, very independent. I know how I try to help the ladies. When I start class in Aurangabad, that time I was Mitra, but I start class there. And only that time I try to teach them as a, means how to chant refuges and precepts, what is that meaning, how to practice in everyday life. But very few women coming that time. And I have to visit their homes. I have to convince their husband to send your wife to there. And one lady, I feel she is bright and she can come. And I asked her, why are you not coming to class? And she said, no, my husband said not to go there because they are men leading classes. And I said, no, I lead class. But she said, still he not give permission. I went to her house and I convinced him. He was very much drunk. And I said, why are you not sending her? And he said, no, that is not good, that foreign sangha and men leading classes, so difficult. But I said, no. I said, you first come to class and you see what is there. And then, so she said, no, how can I come because I drank? And then I said, it's okay, you drank and come to class. And next day I again went to his home and I said, come to class. And he said, no, I drank. And he said, it's okay, you drank, it's okay, you come. And if you want wine with you, still you come. And he started coming. His wife, now the Macharini. And he was also Mitra and in JFR, but he died now. So many stories like that. Yeah. And I feel nowadays in ladies more confidence. The confidence about themselves. They feel that I can practice. And their confidence, I can help others. That is confidence. Some illiterate ladies, they can't read and write, but they practice and they can help to others. I have many examples like that, but I don't know how much time. And one Dhammacharini, very poor when she was young, and she do not get food. So what food she eating? When people throw that food on, what is the word? Rubbish thing. She collect that food and eat. She do not have any chance to read and write and go to school. But after some time, some years, she come to the classes. And now she is Dhammacharini, living a very good life, and she know how to deal with poor people. So she helping that time. And you imagine, maybe she then join school, adult school, and now she can read and write. Yeah. So we have many examples like that. In UP, Uttar Pradesh, very bad condition of women there. When we start retreat, that time no ladies coming to the retreat. And when they come, their face like this. They can't show their face because their customs. But now, they coming to classes, they traveling a lot. From UP they can come to Pune, means Bhaja Center, Vordharan Center, and they live like us now. They wearing like us. So this very much change, and I feel that how this change come. And due to only Dr. Ambedkar. And now I can say due to only our Sangha. I have very much influence of Dr. Ambedkar because I was in that mass conversion. When he died, in that time also I was, and I feel what we lost. Yeah. And I feel from that time I have to do something. I have to help my people. But maybe if I not got this Sri Ratna Sangha, I can't do anything. But I'm very lucky. I come to the Sangha and I can do some work for ladies. Really, now means when I ordained, only two Dhammacharini there. After 7 years, two Dhammacharini. But now, we have 160 Dhammacharini. So, more, and many, many mitra, I don't know how many, some thousands. Yeah. And we, 850 requests.
Wow.
For Dhammacharini. And that is very difficult for us. Because of we only four in our team, me, Vijaya, Karuna Manani, Vajrashri. We have some support team, they support us for retreat. But going here and there, you know, India is not small country and traveling also not easy. But we going here and there, and we, our work not in only Maharashtra. We have center in Gujarat, in UP, in Uttaranchal, in Goa. So there are now some Dhammacharinis. So you can imagine how we go to their places and how we encourage them, how we help them to be Dhammacharini. So this is big work, but and very big trouble also, but we're doing that, and I feel I very much satisfied for that. I'm not I'm doing very much, but I'm doing little work for Buddhism, for women. So I get, I think, very much satisfied when I die. Yeah. I have very much gratitude about Bhante also. If Bhante not found this Sangha, nobody help us how to practice Buddhism or how to meditate, how to help other people. Nobody teach us these things. So due to Bhante, due to Sangha, and due to you people, when visited different centers, that time I said, oh, you and me same. So okay, skin color is different, but you trying, I trying, so that is, we are same. And I not feel I'm coming from India and from very low caste. Still some impurity in me, but I not feel that. So this is, I feel this is very great change in me, and very great change in other Dhammacharini also. So I'm working like this, traveling always, very few days in Aurangabad, and always traveling here and there, and not easy traveling like here. That day I was talking Yashwasagar, it's train like a aeroplane here. A bus like an aeroplane, but in India, you can't imagine. So still we're doing, I'm not say I'm doing for others, I'm doing for me. Yeah. And I feel that is my work. And again I say, this happening, help of you people. Yeah. Jai Bhim. Jai Bhim.